From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea. This comes in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke to the council on Monday.
These are by far the strongest measures ever imposed on North Korea. They give us a much better chance to halt the regime's ability to fuel and finance its nuclear and missile programs. But we all know these steps only work if all nations implement them completely and aggressively.
Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. The UN Security Council will hold an urgent meeting this week on continuing violence in western Myanmar. That violence has forced nearly 400,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border into Bangladesh. The meeting, which had been scheduled for Wednesday, was requested by Britain and Sweden. This after Zayed Raad al-Hussein, the UN's human rights chief, referred to the treatment of the Rohingyas as, quote, a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Zayed told the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva his office has received numerous reports and satellite imagery of Myanmar security forces and local militias carrying out extrajudicial killings and burning entire Rohingya villages. This is VOA. Residents of the Florida Keys may not be able to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left in the wake of Hurricane Irma. The Keys were the first part of Florida slammed by the powerful hurricane on Sunday morning. Irma's winds and storm surges swept over the island chain, wrecked roads and bridges, and swept homes and cars aside. VOA's Zlatica Hoke has more.
Hundreds of power emergency trucks were dispatched Monday to restore electricity to neighborhoods left without power in the aftermath of the storm.
Utilities from all over the country are headed down there, and I think as far up as Canada as well.
Really?
So there are tens of thousands of utility workers that right now are mobilizing from across the country and going down to help with restorations.
The western coast was spared the worst, but strong winds damaged many houses and trees.
I tell you, it brought me to tears to see the trees down, to think how many years they've been around and Mother Nature has taken care of them so well, and to see so many trees down.
On her way to Florida, Irma wreaked havoc in the Caribbean. Almost all of the homes were destroyed on the island of Barbuda.
VOA's Zlatica Hoke. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a temporary order allowing the Trump administration to maintain its restrictive policy on refugees while the court considers challenges to the travel ban. Justice Anthony Kennedy issued the temporary order Monday. It was expected to remain in effect while the court takes up the matter, likely within a matter of days. Had the Supreme Court not acted, an appeals court decision lifting part of the ban on refugees would have gone into effect on Tuesday. If there are further challenges to the refugee ban, Justice Kennedy said they should be filed to the nation's highest court by noon today. Tuesday marks the start of a month-long voluntary vote in Australia that could eventually legalize same-sex marriage. As many as 16 million Australians will receive a mail-in ballot asking them to vote either yes or no on the issue and then mail it back by November. If a majority of ballots are marked yes, Parliament will follow through with a formal vote in December. A new opinion survey released Tuesday indicated 70% of those questioned said they support same-sex marriage. And the Brazilian government has opened an investigation into the deaths of 10 members of an uncontacted indigenous tribe, allegedly at the hands of gold miners. Authorities said the prosecutor's office in Amazonas State near the Colombian border opened an investigation after learning that the miners had bragged about killing members of an unidentified tribe. Brazil's National Indian Foundation has not confirmed any of the deaths. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.